Hello and welcome to your GCSE French Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving into one of the most practical and rewarding topics on the entire specification, travel and tourist transactions. Whether you're planning a real trip to France one day or just want to nail this in your exam, this episode has everything you need. We'll cover the key vocabulary, the grammar structures that examiners love to see, how to handle tourist transactions in speaking and writing tasks, and I'll share my top exam tips along the way. So grab a pen, get comfy, and let's go. Section 1. The big picture. Why does this topic matter? Travel and tourist transactions sits within the broader theme of holidays and travel, which appears across all four skills in your GCSE. That's reading, listening, writing, and speaking. Examiners want to see that you can communicate confidently in real-life situations, buying a train ticket, checking into a hotel, asking for directions, or dealing with a problem at the tourist office. The good news? This topic is incredibly learnable. The vocabulary is practical, the grammar structures are predictable, and with the right preparation, you can score really well here. Section 2. Core vocabulary. Transport. Let's start with how you get around. You need to know these transport words absolutely cold. Repeat after me as we go through them. Le train, the train. L'avion, the plane. Le bus, the bus. Le ferry, the ferry. La voiture, the car. Le métro, the underground. Le taxi, the taxi. À pied, on foot. Now, here's a really important grammar point. In French, when you travel by a mode of transport, you use the preposition en for most vehicles. En train, en avion, en bus, en voiture. But for on foot, you say à pied. And for on a bike, it's à vélo. Examiners award marks specifically for correct preposition use, so this is worth drilling. Section 3. At the station and airport. When you arrive at a station or airport, you need to know the key transactional phrases. Here are the essential ones. Je voudrais un billet pour Paris, s'il vous plaît. I would like a ticket to Paris, please. Un aller simple, a one-way ticket. Un aller-retour, a return ticket. En première classe, in first class. En deuxième classe, in second class. Le quai numéro 3, platform number 3. Le prochain train part à quelle heure? What time does the next train leave? Le train a du retard. The train is delayed. A brilliant memory hook for aller simple versus aller retour. Think of simple as simple, just going one way. And retour sounds like return, you're coming back. Simple. Section 4. Accommodation. Now let's talk about where you stay. The key accommodation types are l'hôtel, the hotel, l'auberge de jeunesse, the youth hostel, le camping, the campsite, la chambre d'hôte, the bed and breakfast, la location de vacances, the holiday rental. For hotel transactions, you need to be able to book a room. Here are the key phrases. Je voudrais réserver une chambre. I would like to book a room. Pour combien de nuits? For how many nights? Une chambre pour deux personnes. A room for two people. Avec salle de bain, with a bathroom. La chambre donne sur la mer. The room overlooks the sea. Le petit déjeuner est inclus. Is breakfast included? Examiners particularly love to see candidates using je voudrais rather than just je veux. The conditional form shows sophistication and politeness, and it's exactly what you'd use in a real French hotel. Section 5. At the tourist office. The tourist office is a classic setting for both speaking role plays and reading comprehension tasks. Key vocabulary includes l'office de tourisme, the tourist office. Les renseignements, information. Un plan de la ville, a map of the town. Une brochure, a brochure. Les attractions touristiques, tourist attractions. Les horaires d'ouverture, opening times. L'entrée est gratuite, entry is free. Il faut payer, you have to pay. A useful phrase for asking about opening times. Le musée est ouvert à quelle heure? What time does the museum open? And c'est ouvert au dimanche? Is it open on Sunday? Section 6. Using any tenses. The examiner's golden rule. Now, this is absolutely critical. One of the most reliable ways to move from a grade 4 to a grade 7 or above in your writing and speaking tasks is to use all three time frames. Past, present, and future. For the past, use the passé composé. The formula is avoir or être plus the past participle. For example, j'ai visité la Tour Eiffel. I visited the Eiffel Tower. Nous sommes allés à la plage. We went to the beach. Note that aller uses être as its helper verb, not avoir. As to the present tense, je voyage. I travel. On visite. We visit. Il fait beau. The weather is nice. For the future, the easiest option at GCSE is the futur proche. The formula is the verb aller, conjugated, plus an infinitive. Je vais visiter Paris. I am going to visit Paris. Nous allons prendre le train. We are going to take the train. If you can weave all three tenses into a single piece of writing or speaking, examiners will credit you for a range of structures, which is one of the key criteria for the highest marks.
Section 7. Giving and justifying opinions. Another major mark earner is giving opinions and justifying them. Don't just say, city bien, that's far too simple. Here are some opinion phrases that will impress examiners. À mon avis, in my opinion. Je pense que, I think that. Je trouve que, I find that. Selon moi, according to me. Ce que j'aime, say, what I like is. And for justifications, use parce que, because, or car. As, because, or donc, therefore. For example, je préfère voyager en train parce que c'est plus rapide et moins cher que la voiture. I prefer to travel by train because it is faster and cheaper than the car. That one sentence shows opinion, comparison, and justification. Three things examiners love. Section 8. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about what examiners actually want to see and the mistakes that cost candidates marks. Tip number one, address every bullet point. In writing tasks, you'll be given bullet points to cover. Candidates who miss even one bullet point cannot access the highest marks. Use your 15 minutes of preparation time to plan which bullet point you'll address in each paragraph. Tip number two, don't just describe, develop. Examiners call this extending your response. Instead of writing j'ai visité Paris, write j'ai visité Paris l'année dernière avec ma famille et c'était absolument magnifique parce que les monuments historiques étaient impressionnants. See how much richer that is. Tip number three, watch your gender agreements. French nouns are either masculine or feminine and adjectives must agree. A common mistake is writing en chambre instead of une chambre. Chambre is feminine. Similarly, un hôtel confortable is correct, but un hôtel is wrong, because hôtel is masculine. Take a moment when checking your work to verify gender agreements. Tip number four, pronunciation in speaking tasks. For the read aloud task, practice the sound symbol correspondences that trip candidates up. The French nasal vowels, like un, on, in, sound very different from English. The silent final consonants, the liaison between words, and the French R sound are all areas where marks can be gained or lost. Record yourself and listen back. Tip number five, use connectives to link ideas. Words like cependant, however, de plus, furthermore, en revanche, on the other hand, and par conséquent, a as a result, show sophisticated language use and are credited in the higher mark bands. Section 9. Quickfire recall quiz. Okay, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you say a return ticket in French? The answer is an aller-retour. Well done if you got that. Question 2. Which helper verb does aller use in the passé composé? Avoir or être? The answer is être. So it's je suis allé or je suis allé. Question 3. How do you say I would like to book a room in French? The answer is je voudrais réserver une chambre. Question 4. What does les horaires d'ouverture mean? The answer is opening times. Great! Question 5. Complete this sentence in the future proche. Nous prendre le train. The answer is nous allons prendre le train. Excellent! Section 10. Summary and sign-off. What a session! Let's quickly recap the key points from today. First, know your transport vocabulary cold, especially the prepositions en and à. Second, master the key transactional phrases for buying tickets, booking hotels, and visiting the tourist office. Third, use all three tenses, passé composé, présent, and futur proche, in every extended piece of writing or speaking. Fourth, give opinions and justify them. Je préfère, parce que, is your best friend. Fifth, address every bullet point in writing tasks. Develop your answers and check gender agreements carefully. You've got this. Travel and tourist transactions is a topic where preparation really pays off, and you've just taken a brilliant step by listening to this podcast. Keep practicing those phrases, use the vocabulary diagrams in your study guide, and remember, every mark you earn in French is a mark you've worked hard for. Bonne chance, good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode. Au revoir.